When Hemisphere opened its gates in April 1968, San Antonio was 250 years old. The International Extravaganza, held at the heart of the city, closed 6 months later on October 6th. To mark that anniversary, TPR's arts and culture reporter Jack Morgan spoke with two people who were there for all of it.
Robin Raquet's Hemisphere experience began when her mom saw an ad in the paper for VIP guides. Speaking Spanish was prerequisite.
Well, I majored in Spanish at Texas Tech, and I was pretty fluent because I lived with a family down in San Luis Potosí one summer.
Anastasio Bueno also sat down with a recruiter, and he answered a critical question in a snarky way.
He says, "Do you speak a foreign language?" And I said, "Yes, I do." He said, "Well, which one?" I said, "English." And he goes, "Oh." Yeah.
Spanish was Bueno's first language, so his joke had a note of truth to it. That answer might also have gotten him the job.
He said, "You got a job." I go, "Oh, okay." I said, "Well, what am I going to be doing?" He says, "You're going to be a VIP / translator." I didn't know what a VIP was.
The new employees were excited, but the world they built in Hemisphere could not keep out the tragedies of the real world. Civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated just before opening day, and Democratic presidential candidate Robert Kennedy was killed 2 months later.
It was a rough period. Of course, we were young people, and we were impressionable, and it took its toll on us. But we had to kind of, you know, pull our pants up and keep on smiling.
They had several jobs to do, and they had to wear a futuristic uniform as they performed them.
It was a black and white geometric print, heavy cotton fabric. When we first started out, they had us in these little black beanie-looking hats, and they had us in a lined jacket. It wasn't too long before we found out that we just couldn't tolerate all that fabric.
A uniform like that through the brutal Texas summer.
We found out that we were expected to be in the parade every day, all the way through the fair with the official Hemisphere Band.
But their primary job was to guide VIPs around the park and the city. Bueno has no problem choosing his favorite, very important person.
And then I heard what I later learned to call stilettos. High heels. Coming down the staircase, I can just tell you unequivocally, she was devastatingly beautiful.
He was assigned to guide Grace Kelly and her husband, Prince Rainier of Monaco. His first mission, take the prince and princess downtown to shop for Western wear. The princess looked through the scarves and then asked a salesman if he had any more in the back.
And the salesman looks at her. He says, "Well, just a minute, honey." I guess he didn't know about the protocol. He said, "Well, just a minute, honey. I'll go check for you." Oh, my God. She just thought that was the most amazing thing. And she got the prince over there and says, "Let me tell you what just happened." And then she tells me, "Do you know how long it's been since somebody called me honey?"
Bueno later learned that the royals had a specific reason for that shopping trip.
LBJ was giving them a barbecue over at the ranch.
He spent 2 days with the royals, and he says Grace fully lived up to her name.
They just wanted to be treated like regular human beings.
50 years later, he still feels that his time at Hemisphere was one of the high points of his life.
I used to hear people say, when you're a young man, 19, 20, 21, you should go and see the world. Well, I didn't have the money or the wherewithal to go see the world, but the world came to me.
When it was all over in October, Raquel says she bawled, and she feels Hemisphere changed everything she knew.
It was a sea change. After Hemisphere, nothing was going to be the same. And we looked at ourselves in a different way, and certainly the rest of the world did. Really put us on the map. It's deep within me, and I'll never forget it.
On October 6th, 1968, Hemisphere closed its gates. But it also opened the way for San Antonio to evolve from sleepy South Texas town to a major American city. Young workers like Raquel and Bueno had a front row seat for that six-month show and for the 50-year adventure that followed. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.